should bring a milk crate. Can I double check the comment earlier in the meeting that the proxy advisers recommended in favour of all resolutions today? All the proxy advisers?
They mentioned three proxy advisers.
Well, the main ones.
Yeah.
So there's no, they've got no issues with the remuneration report. Well, they've recommended a vote in favour of the remuneration report.
I just want to say, Stephen, that they have made a number of comments in relation to some aspects of our remuneration policies. I haven't actually seen all of the reports, but the ones I've seen have made a number of comments, and we will be taking those comments into account. But the ones I've seen certainly have recommended in favour of all of the issues.
That's good enough for me. If they're recommending in favour, I mean, last year they took issue with Macquarie. ISS did, and Macquarie copped the 20% against vote. And you know, I think when they recommend against, it is a pretty important issue. If they're saying a few issues, but they're in favour, well, that says positive things about your remuneration policy. So I would say I don't have any issues with it then. I've just got one small query. We've moved from the private partnership to the public company space, as has Macquarie, as did Orco. I'm interested as to what the current level of staff ownership is of BNB. I remember a couple of years ago it had fallen from 54 to 47. So what's it done over the last year? And what's the current level of escrow of that? And what's the likely sell-down position we're going to see over the next 2 or 3 years? So I'm just interested in getting some insight into the transition we're going to see continuing with Babcock in the public company space. Because part of the success of Babcock is that so many of your executives have such large shareholdings in the company that they are well and truly aligned with all of us. So it's a good thing to see that. And I'm just interested as to where the overall level of executive and staff ownership is going to trend in the next 2 to 3 years.
The formal escrow of the IPO shareholding is now at an end. That was a 3-year instalment. Executive shareholding today runs at about 40%, maybe a little over. Part of the exercise in remuneration this year, obviously with a greater emphasis on share-based compensation, was to continue exactly that high alignment and executive ownership. We see it as continuing. In terms of shares issued as part of compensation, there are constraints in terms of shares now issued at the time of the IPO. There are no longer constraints other than normal trading windows that exist. We also note that there were somewhere in the order of 30 million options issued at the time of the IPO, which first become exercisable in August of this year. Hopefully that will further increase the executive ownership of the company as well.